We are on Vav, Memvov, and Medalev. We had a member of Omar, Rav Yehuda, Meshmul, Zudiv, Rei Sumches, Abo Chachomim, Oimrim, Ze Klal Godel, Bedin HaMoitzi, Mechavei Roi Ola Varai. So the Gemara now is trying to explain what is Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul being Moisef in Zek Lao Godel Bedin? So the Gemara says, Inami Lechiho. They're coming to tell us, Shmuel is coming to tell us that if Philu Keneged Aroiv, we also say, Amait Mechavere Ola Barai. Lechiho de Itma. Hamoicher Shor Lechaveroi. V'nimtza naksa. Someone sold a share, and the lekeach paid for it. The money is by the meicher. V'nimtza naksa, and the lekeach tain is that it was purchased l'ridye for charisha. Is Rav Omar hareze mekach tois. So Rav says he can tain it. So it's a mekach tois, and you gave me a nakhan. A nakhan is not roi lacharisha, so he can demand back his money. Shmuel Omar Yochel sheyem aloy l'shchita mechartim lof. Shmuel says the moicha can tell him there's nothing wrong with a nakhan. You didn't specify your purpose of purchasing the share. You came and told me you want a share. So I sold it to you l'shchite. So memele, so I'm not mechuyev to give you back the money. Frag the Gemara, am I? Why is there a machlekes over here? Let us v'nechzi, let us see igavre dezovin l'ridye, igavre dezovin l'nichsesov. Let's see what kind of a person he is. He's a person that purchases l'ridye. So memele, the meicher can't tell him, I sold it to you l'nichsesa. He's a person that purchases l'ridye. He gavre dezovin l'nichsesa. So the lekeach can't tell him, this time I wanted it l'ridye. Is a lotion of the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Izovin lechad minayu, hozlinem basar umdene, umestame lefi minhagay konay." That means that's what he always buys for. I have no right to assume that this mekach was for a different purpose. And here everyone is made that will be machia why this mekach was made. And the Pilpul Charifta brings down a Rashbam and a Rosh and Baba Basra, that it is speaking about that the Moichel was Makir the Lekeach. He knew him personally. He knew what he usually buys for. So then we have to assume if this is a person that normally buys L'ridye, so the Moichel can say, well, I sold it to you for Nichsis, and knowing that this is a person that needs Shvorim L'ridye, so it's a Mekach Toy, full according to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche Begavre Dezovin L'ho U'L'ho. It's speaking about a person, he buys L'ridye, he buys L'nichseso. So Memele, there's no Birur in this Sofik from the person alone. Because he's a person that's flexible. Fragt die Gemorre, wenn ich sie dem Eridio leridio, ich dem ein Nichses alle Nichses alle, let us say, Hadam in my diem. We'll see how much money was given. Money for meat is cheaper than money for a shirt. So if he gave a lot of money, it's sicher was leridio. So Moses says, leitzriche daike bisre bekoi bid meridio. We're speaking about a scenario that meat became very expensive. The koybi made ridye. Omri, so the Gemara asks another kasha. Bi'ilek elishtalumi minei, we'll see to a few gyosois and taisvis, if he doesn't have money to pay back, is lishkele leture bezuzi. So let him go and pay back with the shayel. It means a filu, according to Rav, that Rav says it's a mekach tois, so if he doesn't have money to pay back, so say, it's right, it's a mekach tois. I don't have money to pay you, so take the shoil as a payment for the money I owe you. We're saying that meat became more expensive. I take it's a mekach tois, but keep the shoyer as a tashlumim for the money I owe you. The omri inshi people say, mimori rashbosech peri efra. If someone is being goive from you a choiv, a tviya, you can pay back with subin. You can pay back with shavakasset. So let him pay back the amount that was given with the shoyer. So the Gemara says, "Leitzriche deike l'shtalume minei." We're speaking about he has money. So if he has money, then he can't pay back with shavakasset. Rav Omar hareze mekachtois. Rav holds it's a mekachtois. Zil basa rube. You should go basa roiv. Verube de inshi leridio de zavne. Roiv people purchase leridio. So Memele, so the Meicher had no right to assume that this person is purchasing Lenichsisa, because Reif people buy Leridye. Shmuel Oma, Yacho Shayemele, Leshchite, Machatim Lo, Leizlinem Basarube. We do not go Basarreif. Ki Yizlinem Basarube, Be Yisure. By Yisurim we go Basarayit, Avo B'moine lo yazlinem Basarube, Ala Maitzi Mechaveroi Ola Barayim. By moment to be Maitzi from a Murzik, you need a Birgomo, and Roiv is not strong enough, that's the Svar of Shmuel, Roiv is not strong enough to be Maitzi moment from a Murzik. God, I saw that Vayakev brings down some Achroinim want to say, the Kaisi of Placey. And others want to say that the Emerson, the Machlekes, Rav Shmuel is, what is Pshat in Roiv? If Roiv has a Din Vadai, that means Peteres Vadois, we have to assume that he's from the Roiv. Or it doesn't have a Din Vadai. If it has a Din Vadai, it can be Maitzi from a Murzik. If it doesn't have a Din Vadai, you can't be Maitzi from a Murzik. So they make a beautiful Tzushtel. There's another Machlekes Rav Shmuel. V'hilchen b'pikuach nefesh acha haroiv. That means as follows. And let's say a wall fell down on someone in Shabbos, and there were roiv goyim there, and it fell down on someone that was Polish, there was roiv goyim. So if you go basa roiv, she's not allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. If someone is a goy there, she's not allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. In Rav holds ein hilchem b'pekuach nefesh acha haroiv. Roiv says it's a goy, so you're not machal on Shabbos. Shmuel holds, ain't hochem bepukuch nefesh acha haroiv. maybe it's a yid. So memela, so they want to say that these two machlokes are totally in one shaila. Does roiv evadin vadai? That's what rapport. So it can be mighty from a muzik. You can be same and this and pikuach nefoshes. You don't have to declare. Maybe it's a yid. Evadin vadai, it's a guy. And Shmuel holds, no, Reif is a, it's a hoge, but it's not a din vadai, it's not a vadoi, it's a memele. You can't be mighty moment from a music, and you can't, you can't rely on Reif to say that, it's a vadai goy. Let us see, Rashi. Lenichsis al lishchite, inami lechiho. Yoch aloyme lishchite machartim loch. Vav agav dikel ameyme zil basa rube, ve rube lerid yekazovni, vav emekach tois, ashmine mas nisen, tohoyo, ve nokad moiche domi, the moiche is mursik in the domim, aber leidach moitze mechaveire volo varai. Nichts al shchite de meiridye yekorin. So Mara said is talking about the oikir bischa. There's a meiridike kashe that the Rosh asks. The Gemara asked first, and the Yel Sashacha brings down the Rashbam, but Babasra asked this kashe. The Gemara first asked the kashe. Let us see what kind of a person he is. See, a person that's dissolving Leridye, so he was, so then, Philo, according to Shmuel, it's a Mekach Tois. He's a person that's dissolving Leridye. It's a person dissolving Lenichse, so Philo, according to Rab, let's see what kind of a person he is. And for the Gemara, he's dissolving Leho, Leho. The David is on law, he buys Leridye, he buys Lenichsis, he's in the catering business, he's in he has a farm, he needs meat, he's a farmer, he needs for him Leridye, he's a butcher. Fine. So what's the svara? So the Gemara says that the Rav holds you go basaroyf. Rave people buy Leridye. Fine. Rave people are farmers. Rave people need Leridye. But how does Rave people help us in this situation? But he's a person, dissolving law. How can you use Rave to be Mevara why he bought it for? He's not from the Rave. He's dissolving law. Tamuridikakasha. So let us just see, Sabemison the Rosh asks the Kasha. We have to understand what the teretz is. The kash is amir dike kash. Let us see the Rosh. Zok the Rosh. Rosh is in the Kuf Chav Zayin. This is the first tikkul. V'sova rav dozlinem basarube. Va'af al gav. This person purchases, he purchases Leridye, he purchases Lenifsisa. Because Mokem, even the Rube da Alme, Messiah Leridye, Roy people, by Leridye, Machia das ha Kaina Lezadaze. So I say the Kaina also bought Leridye. So you have to understand Pshat and the Rosh. What is the Rosh answering? So the Yelis Hashacha wants to say Pshat. The Harav Machia, he says, if brave people
Baila Ridye. So we see there's a greater Tzairech L'Ridye than Nichsesa. We see from Roiv people. So Memele, the Shaila is, why was this transaction made? That means, we're being done on the Proteistic transaction. So if we see that Roiv people buy L'Ridye, so we see that in B'derech Olam there's a greater Tzairech of Ridye than Nichseso. So I say in this Mekach that he bought it from Ridye. That is how the Yelos HaShachar wants to say. He brings that the Psaloshn of the Rashbe. In Baba Basra. The Rashash does not appreciate this, the Rosh, the Teretz. So let us see the Rashash for 1 minute. Rashash Taf Membobo Med Beis. So the Rashash says, Zil basa rube v'rube de inche l'ridyu de zovni. L'chayre tamua. Kiven dahai gavre zovin loho loho. Eich shayich l'mishdaye basa rube. So how could you go basa roif? V'arosh irgish baze v'yishuv eidochuk. That means, doesn't understand how even though we see this, there's a greater tzorech for Ridye in the Olam, for the tribute that this Mekach was L'Ridye, doesn't understand how it works on this person. The Lafini is the Aitinire. The Perushi dissolving Loho Loho, Hainu Shuhu Soicha, the kaine limke lanitzrochem l'ridye oile nichsiso. He says, he's a soicher that sells to nitzroch. He doesn't buy it for himself. He doesn't have a farm. He doesn't have a butcher store. But he's a broker. He sells shvorim to the nitzrochem. So memele, so we have to clear a shayla. So he got a customer today. So he comes to the Bala Shvorim. I got a customer today. So I need a share from you. So now let's clear a shayla. So what kind of a customer did he get? So Mestama, Reif customers, Reif people by L'Ridye. So Mamele, so I have to assume that it's a customer that's from Reiv Anoshim. Reiv Anoshim by L'Ridye. The Mistame Kone L'Dova Shiyucha Limkei L'Rube De Inshi. Oyesh Loima the Mayri Hocha She'ein Makirin Zerze. We can say another Teretz. He says, the Meicher Bechlau does not know who the Lekeach is. So Memele, even though personally, we know the Lekeach is a person who is Zovin Loho Loho, but the Meicher doesn't know who he is. So the Meicher had no right to assume that I could sell him a Sher Nakhen. Mestame, he's like Reif people. So if you're selling him a Sher Nakhen, you have to tell him it's a Sher Nakhen. L'maisa now, the Lekech is tiny, I wanted it, L'Ridye. And the Moicha had no right to sell it to him without telling him. L'chein amarav, the Moicha, kibin shein emakir, o yisa, havale l'chosh, v'yishu min rube, v'havale l'diye de Nakhen, so that's why it's a Mekach Tois. Aval Rashbam Baba Basra Pirish, the Zovin Loho Loho, Shu Tabach Voivid Adoma. So the Rashbam says, he's not a Seicher. he's a butcher and he has a farm. The gam pirish shemakirim zeze. The Rishbam also says that that the Meicha knew who he was. So now we're really stuck. So now we're taka stuck. So what's pshat in the roiv? I know that he needs for him l'ridye, needs for him l'nichsesa. And so Mamela, so he says over the Rashbam, the Lord doesn't have any problem. Because the Rashbam is the girsa there, rak hod the rube l'ridye zovim perish. The roiv shvorim koinim l'ridye. The shamlesa tevis de inchi. It doesn't say rube de inchi. It says rube l'ridye zovin. Roiv shvorim are sold l'ridye. So memele, so then it's very good. That means vinisht vi, the roiv of the mechiris ha-shvorim is l'tzoyre chidye. So memele, so that alone should be machia, that this mekach is l'tzoyre chidye. Now let us see Tosfos. Nechsi ida meiridia l'ridia. So the Gemara asked, we could figure out the purpose of the Mekach from the amount of money that was given. As this should be a birul. I mean, if he gave a lot of money, so it's l'ridia. If he gave less money, so it's l'shchita. Perish, Rab, Rabbi Yaakov Amotchai. The hocha filu kerabonon, the omri ba mechas asvine, mocha ratzemed le mocha raboko, vleslu hadomim meidim. There were some people that tzemed means the kli machrishe, the oil hasher, and the other kalim, which were used. Now, there were some people, when they said, sell me a tzemed, they meant the whole set, the tzemed with the buckle, the whole thing. Other people, they said tzemed, the tzemed meant only the kliyam achisha, and not the, together with the shayr. It didn't mean the whole set. So the Chachamim say, Mocher atzemed loy mocher aboko, and after he gave a lot of money, which lechayre would be a hichocher that he ziche meant the tzemed with the boker. When he said tzemed, he meant the tzemed with the boker. Vleslu adomim meidim. They do not hold adomim meidim. Bamotre wants to say that a filu, according to the Chachomim, Ba'agmor is asking a kasha, let's say domi meidim. So the shaila is, what's the difference between over there and over here? Hocha meidim. Tahani mili gami tzemed te'ike rube v'chazoke. There's a roiv in a chazoke. The rube kori le tzemed tzemed le boka boka. Vigam hu murzik. So the meicher, the lekeh gave the meicher the money. So the meicher has the money, and he gives him the next day tzemet. So he's a murzik in the money. Roiv people, when they say tzemet, they mean taket tzemet. Now the money, it seems he went overboard. He gave him a lot of money. So you have eichachas adomim, Kineged roi v'chazoke. So I say that roi v'chazoke, roi v'muchzik is better. So may we chokhi say domim will not help. Va'afilu lefi asforim d'leigarsi rube, according to this form, the nakoiris is not rube kori leitzeme tzeme de boka boka. Mikol mokim, she don't have a roi. Le'osi domim l'chodayu umavki mechazoke. So in Mele, yen is a musik in the money. So domim should be strong enough to be mighty from a musik, I also don't say. Avol hoche rube l'chidi yizavni. He yevaroiv. That says it was purchased l'chidi. Vike chazoke. The meich is a muzik, kineged I say roib, shameich a muzik. So now you have over here, so we're asking Akasha according to Shmuel, so filu, roib alone is not strong enough to be mighty from a muzik. Abam rinin ad domim meidim lesai, oil roib, oil chazoke. But if you have domim meidim, that means you have two factors that one counteracts the other. Chazoke says that it's not a mekach tois. Roy says it is a mekach tois. So domim meidim, either way, could be machia. Rashbam perish b'meicha perish b'nyenache. Well, kaponim, this is what Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai said. So that means if you have here two stiridike factors. Roy is saying that it was l'ridye. Muzik is saying it was l'nichsisa, so then I would say domim medim, that the ichoch of the domim will pair up to, which either side it's a heva ichoch, and that was the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara, the answer, speaking about that boso became expensive, so we have no raya from the amount of domim. Ochi galsinen, ideleke lashtelumi mine, lishka el ture bezuzi. So the Gemara asked, if he can't pay, he doesn't have money to pay, so let the moicha pay, fill according to Rav, let the moicha pay, tak it's a mekach tois, I owe you for the money you gave me, so let him pay with the share. Vaitzriche de ike lishtalumi mine. Ve is the garsi. The criteria is not if he has money. The criteria is e the lesser lahani zuzi. That means the Gemara's kasha was if the money that the lekeach gave him is still around. So then, and it's poshit that he can't give him back the share. What kind of chutzpah is this? I gave you money. It's a mekach tois. So give me back my money. You'll keep my money and you'll give me the share. Mashmishim ein oisain mois ben. But if that money is not around, so finish. The money you gave me is spent already. Now I owe you money. So then, this gives a hold, shenosan lekech lemoicher, afilo islay zuzachin. I owe you money now. Finished. That money is not around. I owe you money, so I'll pay you with the share. Afilo islay zuzachin, aliyoiv leizuzi. That would be according to this girse, which is a meiridike kula, that I don't have to pay you with money. Beinir le rabbeinu tam. Me'acher she'mekach toisu svoru she'dinoi kedin balchoi, u'balchoi ve'yis le'zuzi le'motzi le'sluki b'sharmili k'demuchach ba'koi sevu d'koma tel ma'isov b'goy hab. There's a Gemara in Ksubis that says, a leve has to pay money. That's how it's muchach from the Gemara. So the Dvayaka brings down the Erzerua. Why does a Loive have to pay money. So the Erzerua says there is a mutual understanding that when the Malve lent money, there's a mutual understanding, I want to get paid back money. That means I'm lending you money. I want to get paid back money. I'm not going into the, you'll pay me back subin. I lent you money. There's mutual standing that I want back money. Unless if you don't have any money, something else. But if you have money, it's a mutual understanding. So there's the Ruah says the same thing by Mekach Tois. That means the Lekeach gave money under the assumption there's going to be a Mekach. If there's no Mekach, I want to get back I want to make a transaction with you, but if the transaction was betois, so I want back money. So the same Anan Sadi that we have by Halvo, that a Malva, when he gives money, wants to get paid back with money, we have the same Anan Sadi that Rabbeinu Tam holds. By a Mekach Tois, if a Lekeach gave money in the transaction, was not Nigmar, that he can be Teveya, give, pay me back money. Don't pay me back with Shavu Kesef. Va'ima Rabbeinu Tam, sheish gimel dinim lebal choiv ulenezokin ulesocher. There are three distinct halachas by a loive, by a mazik, and by a maske. The bal choiv iyis leizu zei lamotzu lesuki bishal mirlik. In the parashti, a loive, if he has money, so he has to pay back with money. He can't pay back with other commodities. But if he doesn't have money, the malva can't tell him, listen, I lend you money, give me back money. He says, I don't have money. Okay, so you want to give me back subim? I'm not interested in subim. You go and sell the subim, and you'll give me back money. So Taisa's Araya from the Gemorim Subis, the Malva can't tie it to this either. He can only tie it if you have money, give me money. If you don't have money, you have to accept subim. Can Mucher Bakoisev, the Gemara says you can pay back subim to someone who's teveya you. Unizokin, that's by choy. Unizokin, afilu is leizuzi. Unizokin, afilu the mazik yezuzi, matzlesluki ba'aril ravuna, dama pekame, oi kesef, oi meitach. Avuna says, lachatchile, the mazik can pay with meitav. Ulara popel, Ravuna b'reid of Yeshua, kol mili meitavu, you can give back metalfel, and also, there's a bazundere kule in Nizokin that you can pay back with meitav. You don't have a chuyiv to give back money. Ubisocher, by a poyel, afilu less leizuzi, even if the maskir, the balabos doesn't have money, omrine leizil trach va'aisi zuzi. So we tell him, listen, I work for you. You don't give me any other commodities. You give me money. The gabi poyel leimrine mimori rashvosach peri yefra, kidemuchach babayis voli. Zok the Gemara weiter, Tanya Namihochi. Now the Gemara is going to bring a baraisa. We had a member of Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Zu Divrei Sumches, Patachachamim Hold, Amitz Mechaber Ola Baraya. So Tanya Namihochi, it's a baraisa that says like this. Shoyer Shenogach Asapov Nimtz Ubra Betzita. Beinu Yedem Achloi Nokra Yolda Mishanokra Yolda. Mishalem Chatzinezik Lepok. So you pay chatzin nezik for the pora. Revi a nezik levla, divrei sumchis, vacham imoimrim, amaitz mechavei reol avarai. So we see klar, this memra of Rav Yudha Mishmul, there's enough in the baraisa that says like this, that the chacham imachoy lekan sumchis. Oma Rav Shmul ban Achmeini, minayin lamaitz mechavei reol avarai. How do you know bechlal this concept of a meitzi mechaveri olavarai? Shenemar, mi bal dvorim yigash aleihem. This is a posik when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so he left Klal Yisrael, so he told them, they told the Zakenim, Aaron Bechur, if there'll be a bal dvorim, Sarashi says, bal dvorim, teiveya, yigash aleya. You should go to them. So Chazal darshin, yagish raya aleya. You should bring a raya to them. And thy son Vayakib brings down the Mephoshim, explain as follows. It doesn't say mi baldovo, mi baldvorim. So it seems baldvorim, that his whole tviya is only with dvorim. It's not a dvorah de mamoine. It's not the case of our Mishneh, which we have, which Sumchis holds you say chilkim, is a dvorah de mamoine. Belitayne seim yesh sofik lebez. That means the case of our Mishneh, knowing what occurred, that there was a sher, shenogach, hasapov, nim tzubuk betzidu, without anyone saying anything, the tzdodei asofik are yedua lebezden. So there, Sumcha says, so we see the sofik lefaneinu, so we say chelkim. This pasuk is speaking about a bal dvorim. The teveya is coming with dvorim, with tainis. He's coming with time. So this is a sofik with a tviya. So with a tviya, you can't be mitzi momen. Mi bal dvorim, yigash aleim, yagish ray aleim, you have to bring a raya. Chasal darshin, yigash loshin yagish. You have to bring a raya. You can't say, well, he owes me $100 and you'll be able to be goyve for him. Mi bal dvorim, yagish ray aleim. Maskif lo ravashi alom alikro, need a posik to tell me if a person, someone is coming with tainis, and he's saying, yena osim, so you need a posik to tell me you have to bring a raya? Svaru, the koiv le kaive, also lebei asye. Someone who has pains goes to a doctor. That means, the nitva has the money. You say something's wrong, so you have to prove it. You say that the nitva owes you the money. Pashteitzach, that's a svare. Like this, the money is by the nitva. You say that there's something wrong with this, you have to bring proof to it. Elokro, Srimo says, Lecht Rab Nachman Omar Rabbe Barabu. Omar Rab Nachman Omar Rabbe Barabu, Minayin Sheiniskokin Elo Litoiveya Tchil. Kor an ander aloche. That Einiskokim Elo Litoiveya Tchil. Shenemar Mi Baldvorim Yigash Aleihem Yagish Dvorov Aleihem. Now let us see what this means. Zot Rashi. She'ein niskokin elo l'teiveya atchile. We're first niskak to the teiveya. Kigoy. Reuven teiveya mishimin mone she'ilvo. Reuven is moaning from Shimon, I lent you a mone, pay me back a mone. V'shimin meshivoy, tafasta mishali. But you know, you have something from me. If you'll give me back what you have from me, then I'll pay you. I mean, you have something for me which is equivalent to the tashlumim of the money. You give me back, then I'll pay you. Hachzali mashe tafasta. Case number one. I mashken hoye biyotra. Case number two. Not you have, you had a mashken. V'nifchas midomov shnishtamashta boy bit. You were using it, so you have no right to use my mashkin, so you owe me money. You're moaning me money li biyotra. Let us first settle, let's look at the complete picture. The I owe you a money, but you owe me also, you owe to me. Let's not be short-sighted. State in Posig Bitchilo Niskokim Litainis Reuven. Reuven came to Bezden that Shimon owes me a money, umaitzin loy a money mi Shimon. That means Shimon has a tiny to Reuven. I hear that. But that will make another din Torah. But we will not stall this first din Torah because of another din Torah. That means in this din Torah, you're not saying, I didn't borrow money from him. You say, well, I talk about, but I don't want to discuss this din Torah till we take care of the other din Torah. There are other there are other inyanim that I have with this taiveya. So it says in the pasuk, one din teir at a time. Since this second inyan is in yisod adavo nifrod, this is azaitik is sibe that you want money from him. He chat from you. There's another cheshbon over here. We don't make a kugel. That means this is one din teire. First we'll make this din teire. He owes you a money. You'll pay him a money. Then you want a mon from him that he chat from you, your chayfet. We're open. Then we'll be done the second din teire. But this second din teire cannot be a monkey wrench to stop us from being done this din teire. These are two din teires. Yeah, if we'll figure everything out. Maybe the but it's in Yisod, it's two din teires. You don't make a kugel. That we learned this out from a pasuk. Shenema mi baldvorim yiga shaleyem yagi, the first baldvorim, the first teveya has a right that his tviya should be nidain first. Omri nerdoi pomim sheniskokim lenitfa tchila. It could be in certain instances that we will not go first to the first din teire, will go to the nitvas din teire. Ve'chidomi de kozaili nichse. That is, nechosim are becoming cheaper. Then we'll listen to the nitva. Zogt Rashi, de kozaili nichse. Sheyesh kan tagrim sheyeknu bedomim yikorim. Umorchu yelchu lehem. That means like this, the Teveya came to the Moicha, and I'm sorry, the Teveya came to the Nitva and said that, you owe me, I lent you a money. Now the Nitva says, fine, Bezlin, here's this. So now the Nitva says, but no, you have something from me. So like this, we hear that in we'll be done that later. Let's first get old, since he was the first Teveya, we first have to be going with the din on this Tviya. So Trashi, but the Nitva Tain is, you don't understand. There are today people, he chap my chayfetz. I had a chayfetz that now I could sell it for a lot of money. And you'll say, well, wait, I'm going to have a hefsed because of this. So if that is the case, then Bezlin will put the tvias money on hold, and will take be done this. It's Eimed ala Perik. The Shaila is now very much Negeya. Then will be Matre, the first Din Teira. Or, Inami shekakois of Zolo Yisaydei Tviyazu, that means like this. This became, he wants to sell his karkois. And all of a sudden this became very mefusim that Yen is moaning him X amount of money. And the lokrim, the potential lokrim, are beginning to smell that this person is dochuk for mois. He's moaning him and it seems he doesn't have the money to pay. So because of that, they want to give a cheaper price on the karka. Listen, he has to get rid of the karka in order to pay up the chayyip. So he says like this, I'm back in the, but if you'll get me back the chayfas that he chapped or the mashkin, so then I'll pay him up and then I'll be able to hold on to my karkois and get the correct price for them. Zoktaisve, shein iskokin elo teveya tchila, perish hakuntris, gegein ruven teveya leshimin momen, mone shilvo. Vishimin Meshiva Tafasta Mishali, Achsali Masha Tafasta, Imashkna Ibiotra, Venifchas Midomov Shanishta Mashtaboy, Bitchilon is Kokola Tainis Rubin, Meitzin Loi Hamone Mishimin, Vachakach Niskokin Lishimin Lodin Odvarat Vise Bamashk. Vahashti Tzorech Loima, so Tosis wants to clarify a few points. Vahashti Tzorech Loima, Le Perish Akuntres, the Mairi Kigoin Shiesh, Le Ruven Shtar Alamone. Ruven is a Shtar Alamone. The Ilav Hochi, if Ruven does never Shtar, was a Milval Peb, Nemon Shimon Afilo Yesh Eidim Le Ruven, the Malvas Chaver Beidim, and Tzorech Le Poire Beidim. That means like this. Shimon Kintaine, listen, he has a mashkin of mine. He has a mashkin of mine, and you have to believe me, because if I want, I could have said parati. So, don't mum from me. I'm telling you, I didn't pay. I'm telling you, the mashkin he chapped is, what he owes me is keneged the piroi. And I'm proving it to you, or else I could have timed it parati. So in such a case, zicher, you'd have to listen to this taina, because this is, like this other say, a svore, that this whole inyan of the nitva taining, there's another thing with this, it looks like he's stalling. That means, we're going to another dintaira, and then, like, it seems he wants to stall for time with, he shouldn't pay this chay. So, but like this, if he doesn't have a shtar, so we have to believe him that there was a tvise. Yes, the mikra could have said parati. Vim taima. Factaisis amiridike kasha. Hey, chidami, what's the case over here? Yesh lishimen eidim mulchonim. If Shimon has eidim, that Reuven chapped from him a chayfetz. Oitoyin sheyavi edim toich lamidyoim. He says, I'll bring edim in 30 days. That so how Reuven chapped from me. Shetofas Reuven mishaloi. Loma yigva Reuven tchila. So what's pshat in this? No, first, let Reuven be goive his chayf. V'loi im shoye lamed yoyim lefreye choy v'noistin loy shehuz man bezn. That means, if Shimon would taine, without any taines, I owe money, right? Give me 30 days to pay. So the din is that you give him 30 days to pay. So memele, so if he can ask for 30 days to pay, so why can he ask, listen, I don't owe him anything. I have Adam, listen to my Adam. I don't have to pay right away. I have 30 days to pay, so in the meantime, listen to my Adam. I have Adam that will come now or in a few days and tell you that they saw that Reuven chapped something for me. So memele, so what's on the posik? It's just like he has a right to demand time to pay up the chayiv. Yizich has a right to say, so listen to me, mekabel my edim. And he has a time period of 30 days. Vim Shimon oimer sheyavi edim shaloi la'achal amidyoim. If Shimon says sheyavi edim shaloi la'achal amidyoim, Afilu beloi kro nami loi hoi shaymin loi. Afilu zilu nichsei. Da otu im eime shlacha shona shnasam yavi eidim mi shaymin loi klau. That means if it's lacha la midyayim already, so he's telling us in 5 years, and I can't get it done. They went to Alaska, in 5 years they're coming back. I'm telling you. So Mamela, so he can stall us for 5 years. He's telling us, I don't need a pasuk for this. You have 30 days to pay, and you're telling me in 5 years you'll bring aid. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that he can't send us on the wild goose chase. Wait for 5 years. So what's the case of the pasuk? V'yesh loyma. Kegoin de Shimon Oima, Ploini, Ploini, Hoyu Bishas Moise. He says like, they know that it's like I'm saying. Vanu Yaidim Shuayma Emes Bozesha Hoyu Bishas Moise. We know that that's true. That day, Reuven and Shimon was there. Reuven and Shimon went to Alaska. This we know. If they saw that he chat or he didn't chat, but we know that this day, that means we see Yesh Dvorim Begav, the Yesh Dvorim Begav. I mean, he's not Stamazoi stalling. He's not stalling. He's coming with something that we know Reuven and Shimon were there that day. We know Reuven and Shimon went to Alaska. They're coming back in 5 years. Or this we know. If it's true that Reuven and Shimon, it's like true that Reuven and Shimon saw that the Teveyach have something or not, that we don't know. But Al Koponim, we see, we can attribute that the Nitva Stambas are stalling for time, because he's saying something that we know Yesh Dvorim Begav. The lav kro have a minish roi lahamtam la mafulusayf lovelus man merube. He's not stalling. He's saying something that we know. So the pasuk comes and tells us, no. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. It's, I hear what you're saying, but al kaponim, this will not stop us. But Al Kaponim, there's a Mirdik Adin. But if the Muki Yosef says, but if Shimon Tain is that I'm going to have a Hefset, if you're going to make this Din Torah, I'm going to have a Hefset, I can't sell my Karkois. I mean, the Gemara is going on this Pasuk. But so the Pasuk is speaking about that we know Reuven and Shimon was there. And I'm telling you, since Reuven and Shimon was there, and they saw that he chapped it away, so don't be goyva for me. And if you're going to be goyva now for me, and we're going to wait 5 years till they come, and I want to sell my karkois, I'm in the predicament. I don't have any money to pay up to choyv, and people will force me. So if you're going to make this din teire, so forget. So in such a case, that's what Yosef says. If that is the, even though Stamazoi, without a Hefsid, we say the vial will be given you the money, and in 5 years will be given the Tvisa when they come back, if you're right. But if there's a Hefsid, we'll take a wait, we'll put it on hold. For Yesh Mefoshim, others say, Kegoyim, because they said a kasher, I mean, till 30 days, Yizichah can ask for time to pay. And more than 30 days, Eludvarim Shelem Shir. V'yesh mefoshim kegoyim shezet teiveya shechovel boy. That the teiveya is not speaking, he lent to mamone. He was chovel. Vishimin oima, yesh li shal tviyos olov. And Shimon is saying, yeah, chaval boy, but, you owe something to me. Umadvina le ruven de me chavalos, av vishimin oima shayma le mocha yovi eidem, ve mamtina le iklau. The kaimalon ba chayval, dein neusnins man le chavalos. That there's a din, dein neusnins man le chavalos. That what does mean? Chavolas, there's no din that we give you a 30-day time limit to pay. By chavolas, you are chayvul, you have to pay on right away. And neisnes man le chavolas. So memele, so forget, he's tining, tak in 2 days I'll have eidim. He's not sending us on a wild goose chase. Af al pikein, The Pasuk tells us, he's being Teveya Chavolas, you're changing the subject with another factor. We'll not be done that fact at the present time, even though you say in 2 days you'll have Eidim. V'yeisa mashmal afoshlin yechavolam alin yemilvim idamayse leikot ha'ashvul chomayitz v'perkech adine momenes. The Gemara brings a posik, on this posik, Ashrei Chometz be mechazik, the person who was stolen from, who was ba'avled. So Vaisis was speaking about it, an avlo was done to the Teveya. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'chein, we hear in the Mishnah, v'chein poro shenokras asher. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said a very interesting thing, that a poro was negeach asher. And we found a vlad is born. Now the shaila is, was this vlad born after the negiche? So the vlad is also achroi to pay for the negiche, because he vlad anokro. If the vlad was born before the negiche, so then can only mon from the poro. State in the Mishnah that the poro pays chatzin nezek, mishtalom chatzin nezek min haporo, reviya nezek min havlad, and then the vlad pays reviya nezek. Frek the Gemara merdike kasha. Chatzin nezek or reviya nezek. You pay three quarters of the hezek, who the boy shlumi? Kuli niske nake riva mayavidite. What's happening over here? The shoyer was killed, the pore in the vlad atamim. So the most the bala shoyer can get is chatzi nezek. And all of a sudden we have a suffix, if the vlad was mazik also, wasn't mazik. You pay three quarters of the hezek. There's no such thing. Amar Rabbi. So Rabbi said, Chatzi Nezek means half of what he should have paid if we knew he was the mazik alone. Chatzi nezek echod miyarbo benezek. He pays a quarter of the nezek. The baal haporeh pays a quarter of the nezek. Reviya nezek, and that what we said, the baal avlad pays reviya nezek, echod mishmoyne benezek. That means half of what he would have paid if we would know clearly that it was masik. So the Gemara says, V'ipora vlad echad ninu, if the pore and the vlad belong to one bailim, ochinami demotzome lebal pore, mimonim shechatzinezek avli, then the bal asher, the nizekentaine, I don't understand you. You zich all mechati nezek, achilik, if the vlad was mazik, the vlad wasn't mazik, but you owe me mechati nezek, mamonim shech, if the vlad was born before, so you owe me from the poor, the vlad was born later, so you owe me from the, you can pay from the vlad, but you owe me mechati nezek. Elo loitzriche de poro de chad u vlad de chad. Speaking about that the vlad belonged to a different bailim, so we are mourning. There are two mazikim over here. There's a suffix if there are two mazikim. That means the baal hapore was zicha mazik, and the baal ha-vlad is a suffix if he was mazik. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Chatzi nezek reviya nezek, rei kol ha-nezek chos reviya. So you're paying nezek sholem minus a quarter. V'mai hotamu, is a tam, upal genisko deboi shlumi, you pay chatzi nezek. V'su loy, that's what you have to pay. V'hai kol niske, naki rivet ha-machai v'slo v'shlumi ma'avidit, you're making him pay three quarters of the hezek. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Chatzi nezek detoni hainu, chatzi tashlumim sheyeshnoi alapore. But he has to pay half of the tashlumim that the pore would have had to pay He main vlad. If there wouldn't have been a vlad, so he would pay chatzi nezik. Now, so memela, he pays half of that. The mishalem is chatzi nezik. If there wouldn't be a vlad, so the balapol would pay chatzi nezik. Hash the mishalem rivet. Now he pays a quarter of the hezek. Mishum deis lei shutves. Vafosh vaozel. The vlad, the inish achinu. The vlad belongs to someone else. Revia nezek, diktoni. A vlad. Revia, chatzi nezek shoyachayet. This is a revi of the chatzi nezek that he would have been chay. Im hu levad einoga, einu echad mishmeine. He pays an eighth benezek. In the mafosh time, he pour a vlad echad, the pour a echad u vlad echad. So how does that happen? Kagoin shemoch aloi. Pour a chutz mi ubro. It means that Reuven possessed a pour a muberes. Now he sold the pora and was Mishaya the Uber. So Mamela, so we have two owners. The Lekeach owns the pora alone, and the Moicha owns the Uber.